Zakta Hilgamish the Vaita, Mesechus Nadarim, Perigir Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Vieluhem, Nidre, Inui Nefesh. This is really Rabbi Yossi continuing what Rabbi Yossi left off with, the end of Mishnah Aleph. The Chachamim hold, that she would say, I aser washing, or I aser any kind of making myself look nice. Forever, if I wash today, or if I put on jewelry or makeup today. So Rabbi Yossi said, that's not Nidre Inui Nefesh, because holding yourself back one day from a chitza, or putting on makeup, that's not Inui Nefesh. But the Eluhein Nidre Inui Nefesh continues Rabbi Yossi in Mishnah Beis. This is what would be considered Inui Nefesh. Actually, in the Gemara, if you open up a Gemara, you'll see these two Mishnais in our one Mishnah. What would be Inui Nefesh according to Rabbi Yossi, even according to Rabbi Yossi? Amra, suppose she says, Kainim. The peiros of the world are kainim to me. Hareza yachol lahafer. The husband or the father can be made for this nether. Giving up the peiros of the world causes real tsar. But suppose she says peiros medina la. The peiros of this country is kainim to me. It's not necessarily tsar, because Yavila Mimidina Acheres, you can bring her Paris from a different country. Suppose she says, Paris chen v'nize alai, the Paris of this storekeeper is kindim to me. She got angry at that storekeeper, that's what she said. Any yachal lahafer, the husband or the father can't be made for the nether, even though they usually buy from this storekeeper. Find someone else to buy from. But, continues the Mishnah, if the food comes only from that storekeeper, in other words, let's say he's the only one that's willing to give them credit, then raise a yoffer. He can be made for the nether, because he can't get it from another storekeeper. So the Maaser Rabbi Yossi holds, it has to be a real tsar. It can't just be a minor tsar or a discomfort. And although the Mishnayis of this peirik, says the Batanura, goes according to Rabbi Yossi, but it's not the halacha. The halacha is the husband can be made for any nether of Inui Nefesh, even if she's only asering, let's say, rechitz on herself for a single day, or even for a single hour. It could be a major tzar or a minor tzar. Now again, like we explained in the previous Mishnah, there's another type of nether that he could be made for, whether it's a nether or a shvua, and those would be dvarim shebeinoi lebeinah, even though there's no Inui Nefesh. Let me give you an example. Let's say she swears, or she makes a neder, stay away from certain types of makeup. Or she makes a neder not to eat the peiros of this medina. The husband could be made for the neder, because it's like every time she needs peiros, they're going to have to go get it from a different country. That's called Dvarim Shebeinoi Lebeina. That could seriously affect the relationship. Now, what's the difference, says the Baal Tanura, between being mefer a neder or a shvua because of Inui Nefesh, as opposed to being mefer a neder or a shvua because of Dvarim Shebeinoi Lebeina? There's a major difference. If it's Inui Nefesh, when the husband says, no, I'm canceling that neder, that's both for him and for others. Let's say she made a neder, basar is asatar. She made a shvua not to drink wine. That's Inui Nefesh. He's mefer the neder. She can now eat and drink, even if it doesn't affect the relationship. Let's say he died already, she's an almana. We divorced her, and she married someone else. This was a neder that could have caused her tsar, and he was made for the neder. However, if it were nedarim or shvoi, shebeinoi lebeina, like makeup, let's say, he could be made for only what's negeya to him. As long as they're still married, she puts on makeup. But should she become an almana or get divorced, then the neder would come back into effect.